4 DTY Mobile.
DTY KI4 EJY.
At.
I'm over in Greer, heading back towards my house.
Those hoses?
I was able to find some flex hose, and they didn't have any Y's at Ace, so I had to get a T. I got two different, so I got a T, and then I got a 4 to 6 inch, I think, adapter. My thought was maybe we could squish the hoses. If the T doesn't work very well, maybe we could like squish the hoses together and make our own Y. And I got some aluminum tape.
So, well, I was thinking we'll make Isaac pay for the diesel.
Works. I don't remember how much it was. I think it was like, well, that T was almost $30 by itself. So I think all of it was like $50 or something around there.
Well, dang, it would have been almost just as cheap for you to get the heater.
But whatever we don't use, I can return at least.
Yeah, we can make that work. Well, we'll try to make it so you can take at least most of it back if possible.
And if whatever we don't use, either, if we get by without using a T, that was the most expensive one. Like I said, that was like $30. So if we could get by without using that and take that back, I think that would be the way to go.
Not to use it. I'm surprised they didn't have the Y.
They didn't. Well, in general, they were all in short supply of everything. So I'm not really surprised. It took me a while just to find that stuff.
We're able to get what you got. I'm headed to the house now to load up what I can, and I'm gonna see how much diesel I have for the little heater there. That was gonna fill up the little gin as well. Drop cord.
Hey, I'll try and remember to grab some too. I've got some. I got like a 50-footer or a 100-footer, I can't remember. And I have a heavy-duty three-way splitter if we need it.
I was thinking put the gin way down and then try to run a cable for each tent so we can do like a little charging station while we're running the heat. We could just run it at night.
Does that one doesn't have an RV splitter on it, does it?
Single 20-amp, like two, so not a pair of receptacles, just one receptacle.
Because I bought, so on my generator, I have a RV plug on it, or whatever you want to call it, but it's not a locking one, it's just like a straight plug, and so I bought two different RV splitters, and neither of them fit the daggum thing.
So did you buy the twist lock ones when you bought the new ones, or no?
Bought one thinking that it was the standard, like, four-prong twist lock, and it wasn't. It was a three-prong, so I go and I bought the three-prong twist lock, and it's not a three-prong, it's not a twist lock at all. It's just a three-prong plug.
It's a three-prong plug just on the generator itself, which means it's probably a 20-amp. That's the biggest difference between the two with the three is you can have.
I thought it was supposed to be a 30-amp, but maybe it's not.
Is on the generator, is it a twist or is it just a straight? Do you know?
Straight.
I think I have a 20-amp. I think I have a 30-amp twist, if you need to try it, three-prong.
I have got and that one doesn't work either. It's not a twist plug. It looks like a, it almost looks more like a standard, like, 220 plug.
Okay. All right, well, that makes sense, I guess. But it's weird that that's the RV hookup for it.
I didn't even pay attention to it when I got it a few years ago, so I didn't have a plug for it or anything, but I was at Lowe's, I was going to get one for the workshop, and that's when I realized that it's not a twist plug at all, so I got to try and find the proper plug for it.
Manual, do you have one?
No.
My gen, and we can see if it'll fit yours, and then we'll know which one it is.
I mean, I could probably look it up. I just haven't yet. I haven't had time. So, I'm going to stop here at Walmart real quick. So, I'm going to hop out. So, I'll catch you down the road. KI4DTY, clear.
KI4DTY on the side.